This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Welcome to a discussion with Ammar Shukri and yours truly, Bilal Khan. We're going over the 99 names of Allah. If you've been following along this series, welcome back. If this is your first video, welcome. We've got a couple of guests behind the camera, so if you see Ammar randomly smirking or smiling off camera.
So we got some minions out here.
So, but anyway, today, or at least in this video, what name are we discussing?
You know, we can go to a fatah. Let me just find my notes. I had one sheikh who used to say, without my notes, فَأَنَا أَضَلُّ مِن بَعِيرِ أَهْلِي. I am more lost than my family's donkey.
You know, though, it's like, was it you that was mentioning this? Or somebody was comparing the differences between the ability of scholars between the Azhari school and the Mauritanian school?
Yeah, the story is that one of the scholars of Egypt asked one of the scholars of Mauritania, and he said, or vice versa, and he said, I think the Mauritanian asked the Sheikh of Egypt, and he said, you know, which of the scholars are better, yours or ours? And he said, our scholars are better during the day, and your scholars are better at night. And so the reasoning was is because the Mauritanian school focuses on the memorization and heavy memorization of the mutun, right? These condensed versions of
cliff notes. You
know, yeah, cliff notes, basically.
Yeah.
And
intellectual compression.
They have much that can be regurgitated at a moment's notice. Whereas the Egyptian school would focus on expansive
libraries.
Volumes and libraries and much research in that way. And so he said, during the day, we have access to our books, so we're better than y'all. And at night, when the lights go out, it's you guys.
Yeah.
And so you have people who are really good if they have access to Google, but then when the internet's down, you know what I mean? You got to look for the Mauritanian scholars.
Yeah.
So Al-Fattah is one of the names of Allah Azza wa Jal.
It reminds me of Al-Fatiha.
Al-Fatiha, yeah. It's the one who opens. So Fath is to open. And then it has a lot of different connotations. And we can go through a few of the connotations of this name of Al-Fattah. And the first connotation of Al-Fattah is the one who opens up hearts.
Mm.
So that's the first.
What's that dua? Something, qulub or whatever? The one who gathers the hearts?
Okay. There's the turner of hearts. Yeah, muqallib al-qulub.
Okay, maybe that's the one.
Yeah, okay. Turner of hearts. The Prophet ﷺ used to always say, oh, turner of hearts, make my heart fast upon your religion.
Okay.
ثَبِّتْ قَلْبِي عَلَى دِينِكَ. But Al-Fattah is, the first one is the one who opens the hearts of people. And so, you know, when you're looking at the seerah of the Prophet ﷺ, right, you see so many people who not only were their hearts open, but their hearts were so locked that, you know, with Umar ibn Khattab, you know, people commented and they said, the donkey of Al-Khattab is going to accept Islam before Umar would accept Islam. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Tufayl ibn Amr, Ad-Dawsi. Tufayl ibn Amr, he had actually, you know, he put cotton in his ears in Mecca because of how much he was warned about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he was like, he's walking around the Kaaba with cotton in his ears. And finally he says to himself, man, I'm a smart guy. I'm a reasonable person. Like, what is it about? And so he had planning.
One thought comes to my mind is, how effective is cotton as earplugs?
I don't know, man. I mean, it's probably the best that he could. Maybe his Amazon delivery hadn't gotten there yet by the time he got to.
So, I was like, these questions.
Maybe. So he was, so Tufayl ibn Amr is walking around and he's, you know, he's got his ears plugged.
Yeah.
And finally he just says, you know what? Why am I planning? And let me just hear what he's got to say if he comes across anything. And if it's ridiculous, then I'm obviously a reasonable guy. I'm not going to accept it. And if it is, then great. And he accepted Islam. And so you have all of these people whose hearts have been opened, and there are people now who we meet.
Were their hearts really closed out, or was it that they were always open-minded? It was just that they had this slight negative influence that kind of they woke up to.
I think that might be part of it because, for example, Khalid ibn al-Walid, the Prophet ﷺ said to him, I always knew that you had an intellect that would guide you to Islam. It's not like they're dumb. And yeah. It's not like they're...
I mean, they're open-minded people for the most part.
I don't even know if they're open-minded. I mean,
I'm just thinking about the culture that they lived in. It was a very pluralistic culture, right?
But here's the thing, Bilal. When it comes to religion,
yeah,
the most open-minded person is closed.
Okay.
I mean, it's something interesting to think about. You'll find people who are brilliant, but they will worship the gods of their fathers. It's, I don't know what it is. It's just this mechanism or
I wonder how much of that is tied to self, a personal identity. Is like disassociating yourself.
People will pick different fields of science or they'll different fields of studies from their parents. Their parents will be in one field and they'll go and they will challenge tradition in every way, except when it comes to religion. And so the first is that Allah Azza wa Jalla opens people's hearts to guidance. That's the first. And then some, he doesn't open up their hearts to guidance, no matter how open-minded they are or how great they are or how welcoming they are. So that's the first. The second of Al-Fattah is the one who removes gham, difficulties, burdens from people. We're not in Sudan. I don't know why that light just went off. The electricity didn't go out. We're still here. So I don't know. But we're just going to keep it moving. Yeah, you know what I mean? Because we're talking about Al-Fattah. And we ask Allah Azza wa Jal by His beautiful names and attributes to grant us success in this program, whether the lights are on or whether the lights are off. I am a little bit worried though that once the light comes off, you no longer see me, and you just see a hat, you just see a kufi,
you just see a floating kufi.
Yeah, you just see a floating kufi. So Bilal, do you want to keep going or do you want to
keep going? Let's keep going.
All right. So the second is the one who removes from you burdens. الَّذِي يَكْشِفَ الْغَمَّ عَنْ عِبَادِهِ. So Allah Azza wa Jalla removes burdens and difficulties and stress and anxiety and all of these different things. And so, for example, when you enter into the masjid, you say, Allahumma aftah li abwaab rahmatik. You say, oh Allah, open for me the doors of your mercy. Because it's understood that a masjid is a place of mercy. That's where you would expect mercy to be.
So what's that du'a again?
Allahumma aftah li abwaab rahmatik.
So Allahumma aftah li
abwaab rahmatik.
Rahmatik.
Oh Allah, open for me the doors of your mercy. And then when you're leaving the masjid, you say, Allahumma aftah li abwaab fadlik. You say, oh Allah, open for me the doors of your bounty. Because now I'm coming out to the world and I need that, you know, that bounty, which is understood as being rizq and, you know, the dunya. And so you're asking Allah, in either case, you're asking Allah Azza wa Jalla to open for you, to grant you access.
So Allahumma aftah li abwaab
rahmatik. Abwaab rahmatik, yeah. And then when you're leaving, abwaab fadlik.
Gotcha. Cool.
Yeah. The third meaning of al-fattah is the one who opens for his slaves. The first one was guidance, but the second aspect is the doors of understanding and knowledge. And here you understand that, you know, there's some knowledge that, you know, you're both reading the same book, you're both reading the same ayah, you're both reading the same whatever, and you'll find, or you yourself are reading a verse that you read a month ago or a year ago, and all of a sudden you just have
a new reflection.
A new understanding, a different door is opened for you.
It's interesting because you're talking about how your mind, I think it also is in relation to your mind too, because your mind is opening up just like children. It is a whole case of Blue's Clues versus Sesame Street. Blue's Clues, they invested on just making a few episodes, but they would just do reruns because they knew a child that's watching it, they could watch the same episode every day. But each time they watch it, because their personal growth and development is so fast as a child growing up, for them it's a new episode each time.
Is that why that is?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, you didn't know why they played? Okay.
I'm just looking at myself in my own childhood, how there are some things that I just watched a million times.
Yeah.
And I would never do that again. But as a kid, you're just watching it again and again and again and again. I didn't know that. So calm.
They understood that psychology that the children develop each time they watch it. If it's the same episode, but to them it's a new episode because now they're in a different
stage. Changing.
Yeah.
Inshallah. That's amazing. So, coming back to Al-Fattah, so Al-Fattah is the one who he grants you new understanding, grants you more. And the fourth of Al-Fattah is the one who opens up for, who grants access. I'm even liking granting access even better than opening up, even though Fath is...
I think grant access is, what is it except that it is open to you now that you have access to it?
Exactly.
Yeah. Grant access. Access granted.
Access granted.
That's awesome.
What I wanted to name the course, by the way.
No, for real?
That's what I wanted to name the course.
Was it rejected?
I don't know. We're going to figure that out.
Oh, man.
As of right now, this course has not been named yet. So as of right now. So we'll see how it goes.
Hey, guys, if you like the name Access Granted, leave a comment in the area below and let us know.
The names of Allah, Azza wa Jalla, Access Granted. You're getting to know Allah. You're getting access to the King of Kings. Why am I selling it to you? I don't know, but let's see. Let's see how it goes. So the one who opens or he grants access to his slaves, of the affairs of your dunya. And so you're asking Allah Azza wa Jal for access for whatever it is that you want. And there's a million things that we want. I don't even need to list any of them. Every single one of us has our daily needs, our things that we're looking for to fulfill in our lifetimes or in a quarter or in a year or what have you. And Allah Azza wa Jal Al-Fattah is the one who... This name I found to be so powerful when I started studying it. Really, Al-Fattah is not, at least my experience, it's not one of the names that pops up as being, you know, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Al-Ghafoor. All of these names, they're always in the front of your mind.
Yeah.
Al-Fattah wasn't in that top tier. But when I began to study it, I realized Al-Fattah is something that I need all the time. Because we're all trying to accomplish things every single day. And Al-Fattah is the one who grants you access.
What's the relation to that and إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ?
Okay, well, fath is victory, right?
Yeah.
And so Allah Azza wa Jal grants fath to His believing slaves. And that's one of the aspects of Al-Fattah as well.
Okay.
That He granted for the Muslim Ummah within the first quarter century of the establishment of the city of Medina or the Islamic State. Allah Azza wa Jal allowed them to iftahu al-amsar. They opened up the east and the west.
Gotcha.
Right? Okay. So this is all part of al-fath that Allah Azza wa Jal grants you more and more and more.
Is there a condition to that fath?
Well, with regards to that one,
yeah.
Obviously the taqwa of Allah Azza wa Jal.
Okay.
Having taqwa of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Azza wa Jal will grant you more and more. And Allah Azza wa Jal will grant you more tawfiq for sure. You just reminded me of a verse. Allah says, "Inna al-arḍa lillāhi yurithuha man yashā'u min 'ibādihi wal-'aqibatu lil-muttaqīn." Allah says, "The land belongs to Allah. He inherits it to whomever He wishes of His slaves." Wal-'aqibah, and the end is for the people of taqwa.
Gotcha.
So there is a direct relationship between this presence of taqwa in Allah Azza wa Jal and having establishment on this earth. Some action items really is just to really reflect on using Al-Fattah more and looking at the things in your life that seem like they're locked. You know, there's a beautiful story I just read from my friend Ibrahim Jabir. He posted it on his Facebook page. And it was just a moment in which the doors were locked in front of him. Literally happened 2 days ago. He's flying with his family and he completely messed up the flight time.
Okay, I read about this. Yeah.
Completely forgot about the flight time. Like he thought he was flying 3 hours after departure time. His real departure time. And so he's still showing up at the airport with all of his family. And in the middle of his ride to the airport, sometimes you just want to kind of just check your ticket or check your itinerary. And he sees that it was actually departing right now and he's still on the way to the airport.
Oh, no.
And that's a disaster. Like, what are you going to do? And it's Labor Day weekend.
Okay.
This is a holiday season right now.
So like, this is like a vacation that he's going on?
Yeah, he's just traveling with his family.
Gotcha, gotcha.
And it's Labor Day.
Yeah.
Everybody knows how difficult flights are. And if you're going to change a flight right now, it's probably going to be $300, $400 more per ticket.
Yeah.
And he's got a traveling family. So he said his heart sank. He already feels like his tickets are that money that he spent is gone. And he just says, you know what? I'm just going to call upon Allah Azza wa Jal. I'm going to call upon Allah. And one of the names that he mentions in his post that he called upon Allah by is Al-Fattah. All of these doors are closed as far as his life's experiences.
Yeah.
And he's asking Allah Azza wa Jal to open up a door that he's never seen open before. And he goes to the airport, and he says they changed the tickets without fee. Not only did he get on a flight, he said it was the easiest airport experience he's ever had. Not only that, but he got an extra seat on the plane. Like, these are things that don't happen. They don't happen unless you call upon Allah Azza wa Jal.
Essentially, call upon Allah using His name.
Of course. Yeah. So we'll end here, inshallah ta'ala, for Fattah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammad wa alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam.